Over the last several years, Athens has undergone what some have called a culinary renaissance. The classic city is home to nationally celebrated chefs and award-winning cuisine, and folks travel from all over the country to eat at our restaurants. One common thread among them is their use of local ingredients. More and more menus around town are including foods from Athens-area farms. And if you're anything like me, you may be wondering, who's growing all this food? Well, some of it is coming from these guys.
Yeah, keep on pushing back.
That's Mike Farper and Rachel Waldron. Mike is co-owner of Full Moon Farms in Winterville, and Rachel is manager of the Collective Harvest CSA. It's Wednesday, delivery day for restaurant orders, and Mike and Rachel are loading bins full of freshly picked veggies into the back of a van. This is how it works each week in the growing season. Chefs order on Monday, the farms harvest on Tuesday, and Wednesday, they deliver. Today, Mike has five stops, and I'm along for the ride. First up, Little City Diner in Winterville. We walk into the kitchen and begin unloading. Chef Brian Dunsmore reviews the list.
Sun gold tomatoes, some cucumbers, some eggplant, fresh basil.
Brian will work the vegetables into his menu however he can, as a main dish, a side, a garnish. Chef says buying from local farms is a no-brainer.
It's our philosophy, really. It's fresher is better, and you know, it supports the community and everything. I mean, it's the way it's supposed to be.
But for the last few decades, that's not how most of us have accessed food. We go to grocery stores, restaurants order from large suppliers like U.S. Foods that ship food products from all over the country. And only recently, with the growth of the locavore movement, have we begun to crave and demand local foods. Mike believes this shift is more than just a flash in the pan.
The farmer's always been there, and I think it will always be there. And I think it's a sense of community that keeps that running. The people in the community want fresh local food from their farmers, and they're going to seek that out. And I think as long as we're providing it, that network won't break down.
And beyond farmers markets, Mike credits local restaurants for encouraging Athens' growing appetite for local food.
They're always there. They always want supporters. They always want to pull our vegetables into events that might be going on or dinners that might be happening. And they want to give those farms or that organization credit for you know, giving their produce and for being there, being here in the community and producing really good food. And it's just a really good relationship that you don't find in every city.
Of course, there are benefits for the restaurants, too. They can get better quality and variety from local growers. A generic, tasteless red tomato can't compete against a colorful heirloom variety. And chefs get regular one-on-one interaction with their growers. As he wrote out a check for today's delivery, Ken Manring of White Tiger was already thinking months ahead.
What else is, when are we start getting some greens and stuff?
Greens, the seeds have gotten going, so it starts coming along. You're probably seeing month or two, but you'll probably see some arugula coming on real soon.
Arugula?
Cool. Yeah.
For now, he's happy to throw fresh okra on the grill.
Yeah, I mean, this stuff's so good to begin with. You don't want to mess it up. You know, put a bunch of sauce on it or something, I think is a real shame.
As we head back to the farm, Mike reflects on what makes farming in this area so great, the community.
I think it's very, very transparent here. I think that there are many different events that are going on constantly to remind us all to, you know, try to support the farmers and to eat locally and the health benefits, the economic benefits behind it. And, you know, that's why we came here, because there was already a strong, strong push to support wonderful food. And we're really happy to be a part of that, and we hope to help, you know, make it grow more and more.
To hear this and other pieces from our Athenia team, check out our website at radioathenia.uga.edu. For Athenia, I'm Lauren Baggett.